So thank you, Father Bells, for the opportunity to reside at Mass today. But St. Anthony had a special place in my heart because it's, quote-unquote, my childhood parish when I came to the United States. The parish that I grew up in, Wichita, Kansas, named after St. Anthony, built by German Catholics. So beautiful altar and everything. And I really didn't understand the life of St. Anthony when I was young. But more and more, I read about his life and come to admire him more each day. Well, at Catholics, we often call upon St. Anthony like our GPS tracker, right? Before the days where we had the tile or the air tag and stuff like that. We call upon St. Anthony when we lose something. Huh? But do you know the reason why he become the saint of lost cause? Well, two reasons itself. First, he was one of the first people that followed St. Francis. And before he followed St. Francis, he was a very renowned scholar already. People respected him a lot. And he was very well known. And his preaching always carried power. One day, one of the novices stole his lecture notes, his psalter, and tried to run away. And it was something valuable to the Anthony himself. And he prayed a lot that this novice would have a conversion of heart and would return back the psalter to him, which he did. So therefore, the first reason that St. Anthony was called upon to return things, return things that were lost. But much more, Anthony was well known for his preaching. Before all of the Marvel stuff came out, like Marvel comics came out where people get intrigued about Thor, like with his hammer and stuff like that. Well, Anthony was known to be the hammer of heretics. Right, the real hammer of heretics, because through his preaching, he had brought a lot of conversion. Again, lost cause, the people who were lost, the people who returned back to the truth because of his preaching, because of his life. And so, which leads me toward the second point. There are two cities that fight for St. Anthony. First, Lisbon, Lisboa, where he was born, where he was baptized, where he was confirmed, and Padua, or Padua in our English translation, where he passed away, where we often come to know him. So I'm not going to get into the politics and the fight there, but just know that the upcoming World Youth Day is in Lisbon. And they're very vocal about making sure that everyone know that St. Anthony was born there because of Lisbon, that they have St. Anthony. So just in case you begin to hear a lot more about St. Anthony with the upcoming World Youth Day, you now know that Portugal is very proud of him. But that today we celebrate St. Anthony, we recognize that that his virtues, his preaching, it's not just about finding lost things. It's about finding lost cause, finding lost people, and bring them back to the Lord. And today we hear from the first reading from St. Paul himself, let your yes be yes, your no be no. Let our words carry weight and actions. And let our words, our life, bring people back to God. And which leads us toward the gospel reading itself, that we're called to be salt of the earth and light of the world. And our light must shine before others so that people might see our good deeds, not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify our Heavenly Father.